Leather Cheerio by It's the Allure, read by the author, and Sweaters in the Summer. Summary. I hate writing summaries. Just fucking read it. Or when Allure wrote Crack Smut for Fanta's birthday, using the worst words from the lewd vocabulary in erotic fiction survey results.
I've been fantasizing about licking your leather Cheerios since we became Aura partners.
Harry blurts suddenly, the mortifying truth yanked out of him by the vial of Verita serum he's just downed. It's part of a routine training exercise at the DMLE, learning how to withstand questioning after accidental dosing or drugging by enemies out in the field. So far, Harry's not doing very well.
My what?
Squawks Malfoy, color rising high on his aristocratic cheekbones.
Your bussy, your button, your rosebud, you know, your arsehole.
Harry finishes pathetically, his face flaming.
I want to lick it like a lollipop. Oh, why didn't you just say so initially? Honestly, Potter.
Malfoy tuts.
So muggle. Nothing wrong with being muggle, or so you claimed in order to get this job, Malfoy.
Harry retorts hotly, trying desperately to change the subject. Malfoy is having none of it.
Don't change the subject, Potter.
His gray eyes are shrewd and calculating.
Would it be against code to allow you to do so in your current state? Is this considered under the influence?
Malfoy is nothing if not a stickler for the rules. Wait, is he considering this? Harry needs him to be considering this. He is technically under the influence, but the Verita serum won't let him do something he doesn't really want to do. Not like a muggle date rape drug, or even alcohol would. It only forces you to tell the truth, and the truth is, he wants this. It is technically against code, isn't it? It's certainly not proper. Harry doesn't want to dissuade him, and the truth serum won't allow him to lie. What can he say?
I don't care about that.
Now that is definitely the truth. Not that he can utter anything but right now. He will have to be careful. This could get dangerous. Fast.
Really now?
Malfoy purrs.
Fascinating.
He stalks around the edge of the table Harry is sat at, coming to rest in front of him. Malfoy raises one perfect blonde eyebrow.
You never have been interested in the rules, have you, Potter? Guilty as charged. Got me.
Harry says weakly, staring up at Malfoy as his gaze roves over him. Fuck, he's tall. He's so fucking thin.
Nor are you one for taking orders. You just do whatever you want, don't you?
Malfoy's voice is low, almost predatory.
Now that's not fair.
Harry protests hotly.
I did everything Dumbledore asked me to. Fair enough.
Malfoy allows.
And what about me? Will you take orders from me?
Would he? Only one way to find out. He opens his mouth and...
Fuck yes.
Comes out in a breathy whisper. Oh.
Extremely interesting.
Malfoy's silver eyes gleam like coins in his patrician face, his expression hungry.
Let's test that out, shall we?
Harry doesn't trust his voice, so he just nods. He is unbelievably turned on right now. The musty interrogation room fades away around them until his entire focus is lasered on Draco Malfoy before him.
Unfasten my robes.
Malfoy commands softly, a hint of challenge in his voice. So he's testing Harry. Harry will show him. He raises his wand to perform the charm, but Malfoy stills him with a sharp look.
No. You insist on calling my body parts ridiculous muggle slang terms? You can do it the muggle way then. By hand.
Harry shivers at the authority in Malfoy's tone.
And if you do not do as I say, you can do it with your teeth.
Harry clamps his jaw shut firmly to trap the whimper that threatens to spill forth at that. Instead, she unclasps the fussy fastenings of Malfoy's aura ropes with shaking fingers.
Merlin, you're fit.
He breathes as his hands brush the swell of Malfoy's pectoral, straining the tight, starched, button-up shirt he wears beneath. Malfoy smirks delightedly.
Now, my trousers.
A wicked gleam in his eye, his smile sharp and shark-like. Harry gulps as his dick twitches in his own trousers. How did they get to this, and so quickly? He slides his hands from Malfoy's pecs to his trim waist, then unbuckles the belt. It makes a crack in the quiet room like a gunshot as the leather clears the buckle.
Very good.
Malfoy licks his lips.
Now undo them.
Harry finds the button and the zip, and makes quick work of them both. Malfoy steps out of the trousers as they pull around his ankles and peels the loose robes off, throwing them down to join his trousers on the floor. Then he stands in his shirt and pants, dress socks, and leather brogues and fucking sock garters. Holy shit! Harry is gonna cream his pants right now just looking at Malfoy like this. Good God's damn. Luckily, Malfoy distracts him by saying,
"Before we take this further, I must ensure that you, A, want this, and B, consent to doing this at work." Being at work is kind of hot.
The truth serum pulls from him.
I think I like the idea that we might get caught.
Merlin. Harry needs to stop fucking talking.
You are full of surprises, Potter.
Malfoy muses thoughtfully.
I, however, don't need anyone else seeing my bare bum.
Malfoy flicks his wand, and soon they're both enveloped in a combination of notice-me-not and silence of charms.
Now, where were we? Ah, yes, you had promised to give me a thorough rimming.
Harry chokes on his tongue, hearing Malfoy speak so explicitly in his posh, drawling voice. Malfoy bends over the interrogation table, giving Harry a sublime view as he pulls his silken pants down his slender fingers.
Fuck, Malfoy, you've got a perfect booty!
Harry exclaims. It's true. The pale globes of his arse are perfection, like two scoops of vanilla bean ice cream.
You and your euphemistic slang, Potter.
Malfoy snorts. Harry is relatively sure that he likes it, just a little, for Malfoy sounds more fawn than chiding.
I think you like it,
Harry says, mortifyingly. He wonders when this blasted potion is going to wear off. Unfortunately, his mouth just keeps going.
Your buns, your tushy, your hocks, your juicy peach.
His face is surely bright red by now, but Draco is laughing. Draco? Wait, when did he start thinking of him as Draco? Fuck, he's so gone for the get.
My word, Potter. Shut up and put that mouth to better use. Now.
The last is spoken in a decidedly dominating tone, which zings down Harry's spine and stiffens his already interested cock even further.
Yes, sir.
Harry bites out. He moves to hunch behind Draco's bent form, kneeling on the cold cement floor. He glides his hands over Draco's flank, spreading the gloriously perky cheeks. A shudder goes through Draco as Harry flicks his tongue tentatively over the little pucker between them, so he does it again, more languidly this time. Draco huffs out a moan against the tabletop above him, widening his stance to presumably give Harry better access. Harry takes the hint and settles down to eat him properly, holding his cheeks apart, running his tongue down the crack over and over, flicking the tip against his rim. Draco tastes clean and musky, and Harry can't help the satisfied moan that climbs up his own throat as he shoves his tongue in as deep inside as he can get it. Draco's shoving back against his face now, So Harry takes a chance and adds a finger beside his probing tongue, working in and out as he licks and licks against the rim. Draco's moaning properly now. So Harry snakes his other hand around to grasp his cock and finds that Draco's already got it in hand and is winking it hurriedly. He wraps his hand around Draco's, clamping over the circle of his fingers, and begins jacking along with him. Draco lets him take over after a moment, and Harry clenches around him, loving the weight and the silky feel of it against his palm. His only regret is he can't get a look at it, sure it's as perfect and gorgeous as the rest of him. He breaks away from his rim job to say,
"You've got a glorious prick too, Malfoy."
Draco snorts again.
"What? No inane circumlocution for my erection? Oh, I have them."
Harry smirks.
"Your Woody, your Cockstand, your Chub, your Fatty. I can go all day with this shite. Your engorgement, your tumescence. Yes, yes."
Draco has started as Harry rattles these off before an undignified squawk chortles out of him.
"My tumescence? Good gods, Potter. Do shut up and get back to work."
Harry doesn't need much encouragement. He squeezes Draco's cock once more, pleased when he hears a muttered charm above, and finds his palm full of slippery lube. Draco begins fucking into his slick fist, and Harry goes back to licking Draco's tight little hole, easing a second finger in once he finds his other hand contains lubricant as well. Draco is sneaky with the lube charms, and Harry approves wholeheartedly. He adds a third finger and speeds the wanking of his other hand, gripping tightly each stroke. Draco begins keening above him, and with a shake and a quiver, promptly shoots cum all over Harry's hand and the table beneath himself. Harry extracts his fingers and is surprised once more by a cleaning charm. Draco moves to standing, pulling up his pants and turning to Harry.
"That was adequate, Potter,"
he sniffs, but Harry isn't buying it. There's a lovely flush all over his face and crawling down into the collar of his shirt. His lower lip looks puffy like he's been biting it.
"I think you liked it,"
he's pulled from Harry. Fuck. Clearly, the Verita serum hasn't worn off yet.
"So what if I did?"
Draco taunts.
"I think you like me,"
Harry's traitorous voice continues. "Fuck, fuck, fuck."
"So what if I do?"
Draco answers, and he sounds quite a bit different suddenly. Softer, less sure of himself than usual.
"You honestly don't think I would do that with just anyone? Of course I like you, you bloody wanker." "You seem to like the wanking."
Harry lolls back, smirking properly now.
"You liked it. You like me."
A furious blush is climbing over Malfoy's high cheekbones.
"Yes, yes, fine. I like you. Merlin knows why. But despite your terrible hair and your unsightly glasses, not to mention your disastrous fashion sense, I find you more than a little fit." "Why are you telling me this?"
Harry asks.
"It's not as if you downed the Verita serum." "I've been waiting ages for you to notice me,"
Draco responds primly.
"I also happen to like a large vocabulary."
His blush darkens further.
"The silly names? That's what did it?"
Harry is delighted.
"I'm delighted."
"Fucker."
"I do have more of those, if you're interested." "I'm interested. Merlin Potter, I really thought I'd made that obvious." "How about more words for your cock? There's eggplant, rod, meat, member, ooh, snake, python, anaconda. What about dagger, pistol, dirk, wand?"
Harry's feeling devilishly amused with himself.
"Do you ever shut up?"
Draco laughs quietly, reaching to draw Harry closer.
"I think I have the best idea of how to quiet you."
His mouth descends, and then he's kissing Harry. It's bloody glorious. Once he breaks away, Harry can't help but go on.
"What do you say we get out of here? Leave early for the day. You could come back to mine, and I could show you my favorite way to keep my mouth busy. I could suck you off, give you brain, let you do a bit of face-fucking. Or if you don't want to shut me up, since you actually seem to love hearing me talk, there's always boning, fornication, coitus, congress, copulation."
Draco is shaking with giggles now, and the look he gives Harry is very fond.
All right, Potter, you've talked me into it. Let's fuck off for the rest of the day. Fuck being the operative word.
He pulls up his trousers, refastens his belt, shrugs into his robes. Harry tucks his raging erection into the waistband of his pants. He follows Draco from the room into the apparition point. He can't help leaning in to whisper,
I can't wait to stuff you full of my sausage, my pipe, my spear. Or would you rather deflower me? You can drill me, probe me, embed me, run me through.
Draco's rolling his eyes as he places his palm on Harry's offered arm.
You're a complete knob, Potter.
He says his own address instead of Harry's, and then they spin away. The lurching sensation the only thing keeping Harry from answering. As they land in Draco's sitting room, Harry goes on as though time hasn't passed, as though it's completely reasonable to keep spitting verbal nonsense.
But you like me,
he says smugly.
You want to hear me shriek, yowl, bellow, bay. You want to make me flood, squirt, break. You want to fill my arse with your load, your moisture, your sauce, your spendings. Or maybe you want mine and yours. My jizz, my jism, my nut, my splooge. Do be silent, Harry.
Draco says, around a mouthful of laughter. And then he's leaning in again, kissing him soundly. And Harry finds he doesn't have a thing more to say. The end.